Friendship between Austria and France must be cemented by marriage. My youngest daughter, Antoine, will be Queen of France.
The court of France is not like Vienna. Listen closely to Ambassador Mercy's counsel. All eyes will be on you.
Yes, we have arrived at Chutan for the official handover. Then you'll be presented to the king and to your fiancé, Louis Auguste.
Your Royal Highness, may I present to your mistress of the household, Comtesse Noy.
Your Royal Highness. For the handover ceremony has been built precisely astride the borders of the two great lands. You have entered on Austrian soil, you will exit on French as the Dauphine of France. Now you must bid farewell to your party and leave all of Austria behind.
Mops!
You can have as many French dogs as you like. It is a custom that the bride retain nothing belonging to a foreign court. An etiquette always observed on such an occasion.
Quite beautiful. I'll probably end up with someone who looks like a dog.
Or a horse.
I heard she's really nice.
I think they got rabbits here. You notice anything strange about me lately?
So muddy here.
No, my stomach
feels
a little bit
sick. It's feeling better, man. Are you feeling better?
Yeah,
she was a little sickly. No. Oh my goodness, it's so uncomfortable and uncomfortable.
How is her bosom?
I have not looked at the Archduchess's bosom, Your Majesty.
Oh, did you? It's the first thing I don't care.
Choiseul, the foreign minister who was instrumental in this union.
I shall never forget that you were responsible for my happiness.
And that of France. Please.
May I present Madame la Dauphine, Marie Antoinette.
My dear grandfather King.
Welcome, Madame. Let me present my grandson, Louis Auguste.
Welcome, Madame.
She looks like a child. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, madame.
Thank you.
nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
The Dauphin and Dauphin of France. May you have many healthy children and produce an heir to our throne.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
Good luck and good work.
Apparently, nothing happened, Your Majesty.
Nothing? Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, dear.
Morning dressing ceremony. Rites of entry are given to members of the High Court. Major rites to princesses of the blood and mistresses of the household. While minor rites to the valleys and trenches.
Vite, vite, madame.
Anyone with rights of entry may enter at any time, so you must pay attention to acknowledging properly each arrival. And you must not reach for anything, for the handing of an item to the Dauphine is a guarded privilege. It must go to the highest rank in the room. For example, the Princess de Lamballe is a princess of the blood by marriage. Madame?
It's cold.
Yes. Good morning.
Oh, so now the position must go to the Duchess of Shaw, for she is also a princess of the blood. As a member of the royal family,
your sister-in-law, the Comtesse de Provence, must have the honor.
This is ridiculous.
This, madame, is Versailles.
Premier service pour Monseigneur le Dauphin. À boire pour Madame la Dauphine.
So, I've heard you make keys as a hobby?
Yes.
And you enjoy making keys?
Obviously.
She had to let her servants go. My maid knows the cook.
You know everyone. Comtesse de Noailles looks very out of sorts.
I think her husband's been causing a little problem lately. Spending far too much time with the stable boys.
Oh, too much. Marie-Antoinette looks very pretty, darling.
Yes. darling. I know life, unfortunately. When you think about this poor man, so young, so old, I think she would have to go to it.
And the Contessa is looking rather down this evening, don't you think?
Always dour. Always tragic.
Always ghastly aunts out again. I've been hiding it all these years.
Oh, really? This is shocking.
To the king.
Oh.
That's to marry the king's mistress. She wouldn't be allowed at court, but the king's maneuvering to secure her title.
One thing I've learned about girls from the gutter is they know their jewels. No way are those there.
See that?
How
does she dare? Is this the way people are treating me?
To the stocks.
Nobody treats me like a lady here.
Why is she staring at me? It's so awful. Drag it out of me. She should not be sitting at this table.
Pardon.
Did you hear that? Out of the whole house, darling. She must need me.
I don't know who you're referring to.
Everyone at this table is for sale.
Well, she's not the only one at this table, darling. Take a look around.
Speak of this beautiful man to me. Don't you think so?
A long time ago.
Oh, Sasha.
She's rather sweet for an Austrian.
I think she's delightful. She looks like a little piece of cake.
It'll be interesting to see how long she lasts.
Good afternoon, Your Majesty. How is your grandson, the Dauphin?
He's off hunting the stag.
Oh.
She doesn't seem the least bit interested in him.
She is Austrian. They're not exactly the warmest people.
But it's true, her brother Joseph is so cold. He's an awful man.
They say in Austria that she was with child.
What a hunt today. I'm exhausted.
Highness, handing out cold meats to a hunting party is not the most becoming conduct for a future Queen of France.
I was just trying to be a nice wife for the Dauphin's hunt. Surely there's no harm in that.
And I received a letter from your mother warning you not to ride, as this is one of the leading causes of miscarriages.
Well, as everyone knows, there's no danger of that. And it's not my fault.
Do you realize the consequences of an unconsummated royal marriage? That it could be annulled? Your mother has asked that you take this matter very seriously and do everything in your power to inspire the Dauphin.
I'll do what I can. Of course, I want to please the Dauphin and my mother.
You will have no influence over the king and Dauphin without a pregnancy. Madame, you have the alliance to consider.
Letting everyone down would be my greatest unhappiness.
I'm pleased Madame is taking this seriously.
Oh, is Mops on his way?
I'm working on it, but Your Royal Highness has more pressing matters to attend to. Oh, and I received this letter from your mother.
Dearest Antoinette, it is clear that the heart of your problems in your new home is your inability to inspire sexual passion in your husband. There is no reason a girl with so many charms as you should be in this situation. Remember, you represent the future, and nothing is certain about your place there until the final physical act to crown the Franco-Austrian alliance is performed.
It is a bit chilly. Mm-hmm. Shall I get you a blanket?
No. Sorry.
Are those your feet? They're like icicles. Mm. Well. Sleep well.
Thank you. Night.
Good night.
Must have been in a bad mood because he was pulling my hair so hard. I want to tell him, you know, it's not my fault if he's had a bad morning. Don't take it out on my scalp. That was unnecessary.
Opera in Paris.
Why go to the opera when we can listen to the Comtesse here?
Must she sing all night? Oh. Can't you do something about your wife?
Madam, should we retire to make love all night?
4 times last night wasn't enough.
Dear Antoinette, I'm extremely concerned with your situation. Fortunately, the king doesn't show preference for your sister-in-law. But what if she becomes pregnant? Also, I have heard that you are not making invitations to Madame du Barry. Snubbing the king's favorite in your position is extremely unwise.
De Berry is dreadful.
Dreadful.
The way she dresses. Oh. She thinks she is a queen.
Yes, she does. And those ridiculous pet monkeys.
Where does she come from?
From every bed in Paris.
You know, we didn't think she would last long until she married the Comte. And then he was conveniently shipped away somewhere.
And she doesn't stay in the boudoir.
Oh, no.
She's political.
Very.
And extremely anti-Choiseul.
And I don't want to say this, but I don't think that she has greeted you with respect. That's just my opinion.
Ambassador Mercy says I must pay her a visit.
Well, if we invited you to tea at the last minute, you wouldn't be able to, would you? She died giving birth to her 10th child.
Oh,
it was awful.
Oh, what a pity.
There was blood all over.
Here comes our little Austrian.
Good afternoon, madame.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You look lovely.
Oh, thank you. So do you.
Thank you.
Look at the berry. What is she wearing now?
Another one of her exotic fantasies.
She can't pass a mirror without seducing it.
Do you think she's wearing enough jewelry?
Never enough for Du Barry.
She's coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love your shoes, Victoire.
Oh, I thank you. I got them from Christian in Paris.
Oh, you must call on him.
Yes, you must. He's wonderful.
Madame du Barry would like to offer you some diamonds.
I have enough diamonds.
Snubbing the king's favourite is publicly criticising the king's behaviour. All you need do is say a few words to her. Because of rank, she is not allowed to speak to you first.
Well, I certainly have nothing to say to her. And why should I approve of his cavorting with a harlot?
Your Royal Highness.
Well, that's what she is. Everyone knows that she's from a brothel and that title was bought for her.
Your mother and I are very concerned. Du Barry has been complaining to the king that you will not address her, and you cannot afford to fall out of favor with the king, especially as your marriage not exactly on solid ground.
Fine. I'll talk to her. There are a lot of people at Versailles today.
Yes, there are.
Those are my last words to that woman.
Ooh, the first mechanical locks were made of wood. Records show them in use some 4,000 years ago in Egypt.
Any good fans?
Oh. Ooh, that one's pretty.
Evening or day to
I like lace.
These are so too berry.
Did you like these for hair?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I don't think it's too much.
Maybe one.
Like that?
Yeah.
In white? Can you get these in white, maybe? I don't know if I like that one.
Ooh, I love these! Oh, you want these too?
Yeah, but in pink.
Has Madame read the brief on our current situation?
No, I haven't read it yet. Can you just tell me about it?
Well, the reforms in Poland by King Poniatowski have led to civil war. The Russians and the Austrians have taken over a third of Poland, which is, of course, distressing, as Poland is a friend and ally of France.
Which sleep? Do you like with freckles or without?
Have you been paying any attention? Your mother is relying on you to smooth over this crisis.
Where will I be if there's a rupture between our two families? Am I to be Austrian or the Dauphine of France?
You must be both.
Well, I heard that she bought a boy.
No.
Yes, I heard. She found a little peasant boy by the side of the street and took him in like a stray dog.
Well, it's not as if she can have one of her own.
Well, maybe if she spent less time with Lamballe and more time with her husband, there wouldn't be a problem. Well, let's not forget she is an Austrian spy. And I can't imagine that's very warm in the bedroom.
Come, my little truffle cake. Grab it, you.
Will you come back right away?
Yes, my sweet. Just a quick hunting excursion. We'll be back straight away.
I will be humiliated before the court and the public if your brother's new wife becomes pregnant before I do.
When I return from St. Cloud, you can be sure that I will resume my regime. And hopefully everything will go swimmingly.
I have absolutely no intention of breaking the alliance with Austria.
I am very relieved to hear that, Your Majesty.
What on earth is going on with that young couple?
It's a disaster.
Send for Dr. Lesson to visit them.
Yes, of course.
Do you find your body responsive?
What?
Do you find your body responsive? What do you eat for breakfast?
Hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. Hot chocolate. Mm.
Oh,
This is the Duchess of Polignac.
Hello.
Your Majesty.
We haven't seen you for a while.
I know. I've been in St. Petersburg, where I met Dmitri. Isn't he divine?
Have you ever been with a Russian?
No, I...
He's so bossy.
Look how fat the Marquis's got. Hope he doesn't break the chair.
Is he still sleeping with Camille?
Ugh. Anyway, I must be off. It was lovely to meet you. Adieu, chéries. Au revoir.
Dearest Antoinette, I'm pleased to tell you how wonderful your brothers and sisters are doing in their marriages. Maria Carolina is pregnant, expecting her first child in June, and Ferdinand is enchanted with Beatrice, having made her his wife at once. All this news, which should fill me with contentment, is diminished by reflections on your dangerous situation. Everything depends on the wife, if she is willing and sweet. I can't repeat enough the importance for you to employ charm and patience, never ill humor, to remedy this unfortunate situation. Remember, nothing is certain about your place there until an heir is produced.
Excuse me.
It's all right.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Good night.
Good night.
Your Majesties are requested at the delivery of Comtesse de Provence.
Bravo! Bravo!
It's a healthy baby boy.
Oh my God.
Oh, bravo.
Happy I am.
Let me see my nephew. The new Duke d'Angoulême.
The first Bourbon prince of his generation.
It's so beautiful.
It's barren. What do you expect?
Give us an air.
Paris for the masked ball.
We're not allowed to go without a formal reception.
Well, if it's a masked ball, no one would have to know, would they?
Oh,
And has your daughter undone the deed yet?
What?
As the Dauphin deflowered the Dauphine.
Excuse me?
What I'd love to do, the honors you.
What is it?
The king has fallen ill.
Is it serious?
Smallpox. He doesn't have long.
No, we cannot take his confession while he has a mistress.
It will be taken care of.
Madame Du Barry,
I'm sick and know what I have to do. Rest assured, I shall always have the most tender feelings of friendship for you.
She is gone, Your Majesty.
Your Majesties, I am at your loyal service.
Dear God, guide us and protect us. We are too young to reign.
May God crown you with a crown of glory.
I'm gonna get it.
We all do.
won't go to sleep. We're going to watch the sunrise. Don't you want to sleep?
I'd rather get sleep than get sleep.
Oh, have you ever watched the sunrise?
No, I was over for the honeymoon, my dear.
Oh, that doesn't count. Is your turn, madame?
Try not to lose our whole fortune.
Like to plant oaks all along these paths. How long will that take?
It will take 2 weeks to get them, but they will be quite small.
What if I want them that size?
Oh, it will take at least 3 years.
3 years?
Yes.
Well, can't they bring in bigger ones?
Well, I can see. Your Majesty, you have spent over 50,000 already this month. There is nothing left to give to your charities.
Oh.
Your Majesty, Leonard is here to fit your new wigs.
All right. I'll get the small trees. And I'll ask Louis for the money for the Young Mothers Fund.
The Americans are asking for help in their revolution.
Well, I can't exactly see assisting those who are rejecting their sovereign.
But it would make a strong statement to England.
Can our finances take the strain?
Oh, taxes will be raised slightly. I recommend we help our American brothers and show the rest of Europe our strength.
All right, then. Send funds to America.
Madame,
Your brother, the Emperor, is in the salon waiting for you.
He's here? Thank you. Have you come to take me home?
Unfortunately, I can't kidnap the Queen of France. Is your hair quite tall enough today? Maybe you can keep a pattern there or something.
Oh. The Emperor of China sent me this tea. Watch the flower. Isn't it divine?
Yes.
It's jasmine.
As your brother, I have to lecture you about your constant gambling and choice of friends, like the Duchess de Polignac. I mean, do you really think she's the proper lady in waiting for a queen?
But she's fun. She makes me laugh.
And your constant parties. I mean, they can hardly leave you enough time to spend alone with your husband.
I'm sure our mother has worried you.
Yes, well, of course she has. I think I'm going to talk to young Louis. Magnificent. We have a female elephant in our Austrian menagerie.
Well, perhaps we could arrange a marriage.
So, I thought we could have a little talk about the marriage bed.
The doctor said I was fit.
Good. What goes on exactly? I understand you have a certain passion for locks.
Yes.
Well, sometimes when a key doesn't quite fit.
The problem is only that the King and Queen of France are complete blunderers. There's nothing really wrong with Louis the 16th. Everything works, just not at the right time. I think after our conversation, the great work will be accomplished.
Unconscious. We must get her air. Please, the queen needs air.
Excuse me.
Get back. Get back, please. Everybody, please. Get back.
Was desired, but you are no less dear to me.
A boy would be the son of France. But you, Marie Therese, shall be mine.
Come look.
Oh, she's so small. Look at her hands. I would like to feed her myself.
But, madame, we have the nurse for that. And you know, it's not a good idea in your fragile condition.
May I present you with your new retreat, the Petit Trianon?
Thank you. I want something more simple, natural, to wear in the garden. Are you getting food for the little lamb? Let's feed the lamb. Marie Therese, come here. You do it. You feed the lamb. You feed the lamb. Oh. Oh, little lammy.
Named after me.
Oh, this is my favorite. All the fresh herbs. They smell so good. You've got to brush the dirt off a bit, but they're quite clean after that.
Oh, I must do this more often. I love the country.
Oh, so these way too fair this month.
Oh, beautiful porcelain. Oh, lovely.
I think that one's very good.
You must try the milk.
Thank you.
Rousseau says, if we assume man has been corrupted by an artificial civilization, what is the natural state? The state of nature from which he has been removed? Imagine wandering up and down the forest without industry, without speech, and without home.
Regardez une petite abeille. Oh, petite abeille. Oh, petite abeille.
Let's get a blue flower.
Is it blue?
Yeah, blue.
So lovely.
Beautiful.
No, I think perceived austerity must be encouraged, but I'm afraid the Queen has a somewhat artistic temperament, which needs nourishing.
May I speak to you?
Excuse me, Father.
We have not received an invitation by the Queen, which is customary to our rank.
I'm afraid the Queen is not well enough for formal entertaining, but I will speak with her, Madame.
But how can we be expected to live in a place without any certainty of our position? I don't understand.
The Duchess de Char was very angry.
Okay. But this is my escape from all the protocol.
Roman, amongst others, was complaining.
We'll invite them to the theater for my first performance. We'll need an audience.
Splendid.
Someone to see.
Oh, who?
Good afternoon.
You've come to pay me a visit. How gallant you are. Have you seen our little Marie Therese today?
She's been married off.
Can't we at least wait until she's talking?
If you insist. Come home. We're having a ball for the soldiers who fought in America.
I will.
There are some handsome generals. They've been away from women a long time, you know.
May I also present Comte d'Estaing.
Excellent victory on the capture of Grenada. Excellent.
Congratulations.
Your Majesty, may I present Colonel Smythe.
May I also present Count Fersen.
Count Fersen.
Pleasure is all mine.
What is this? It's a wild strawberry. Try it.
Try it. The marriage of Figaro. You loved it. The servants take over the house. It's superb. The women, they were carrying the verses around on their fans. The best thing I've seen for years. You enjoyed it, didn't you,
Tom? I think we saw it.
It was very long, very long. It was over 3 hours. Far too long for me.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. Marvelous.
Salut.
Salut.
Have a good evening.
And to Roma for bringing the oysters.
To Roma for the oysters.
And to Lamballe for bringing the flowers.
The flowers, beautiful flowers.
And to Fersen for coming all the way from Sweden.
Just Sweden.
All the way from Sweden.
That is a very long journey, I must say. Mm. How long was it?
Took about 10 days.
Yes, 10 days is a very long time. Personally, I can't travel that much myself.
Far too long.
I must show you this trick. Everybody, lick your finger and then rub it around the rim of the glass.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, come on, it's like angels.
It was like angels.
That's very pretty.
It's pretty, isn't it? Oh, it's very spiritual, really, isn't it?
Oh,
When was the last time you went to mass?
Of sorts.
I haven't seen it.
Ask another question.
I can ask another question.
Yeah.
Am I a male?
No.
Partially.
That's terrible. Oh, that's so mean.
My turn, it's my turn. Am I a woman?
Am I a soldier?
Do I write music?
Yes.
Yes!
Am I a vegetable?
Yes.
Yes.
Am I from the ancient world?
Am I here?
No. No, thank God.
Am I present? No.
Yes.
Yes, always.
You're very talented.
Am I Alexander the Great?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it Mozart?
Oh.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the second time I've won as well.
There's something in the oysters.
Beautiful, very different.
Yeah, Queen seems rather fond of looking at Count Percy.
Not only the household families. No.
Well, he's easy on the eyes.
Don't you think she favors him too clearly?
Just because it is not you.
Don't you think it could be unbecoming to our Queen? I mean, he has quite a reputation.
He amuses her and she likes to be amused. There's nothing unregal in that, Monsieur.
I miss my soldiers all the time. No,
no,
you don't. You don't?
Oh, good God, don't act all innocent.
I could have told him exactly what to do with it.
And what is that, darling?
To put it back in his trousers where it belonged.
Lambar, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call a prude.
Aye.
Better than a whore.
I wish I could go with you.
They should kidnap me.
Thank you.
Don't you want to go to Paris? See the opera?
You'll go.
I'm more comfortable just to stay here. We have everything we need.
I should talk to Frank. No, that's inexcusable. It is. It's dangerous for her safety. He's a criminal.
Jeez.
She's with her husband.
I heard. She's not even really a duchess.
No.
Yet it's all a front.
Her husband's a thief and he bought the title.
Is that what happened? Really? Oh. How much did that cost?
She shouldn't be allowed.
She should buy a new dress, is what she should.
She should buy.
Yes, of course, madame.
I might go and ask her about that, what she does exactly.
Ask her about her family.
Grave, Your Majesty. People of France are hungry.
Sending troops to America is costing more than what we estimated.
But we can't let England win. We must show our strength.
We will continue aid to the Americans.
And when they went to the Queen, we tell her her subject had no bread. Do you know what she said?
Let them eat cake.
That's such nonsense. I would never say that.
And here, you're having an orgy with quite a big group. I think I'm here sucking your toes.
Don't they ever get tired of these ridiculous stories?
Oh, and they say you gave Thomas Jefferson a special tour of your gardens. Is Jefferson admiring the royal bush?
That's awful.
Can't you do something?
I'm not going to acknowledge it.
The French can be fickle, and Her Majesty would do well to be more attentive. Life is getting harder for the people of France. The bread shortage is grave.
Well, there must be something the King can do to ease their sufferings. Tell the court jeweler to stop sending diamonds.
You don't need any diamonds, do you?
No.
How pretty Madame Royale is.
I'm pleased you find me so.
Say thank you.
She is certainly a daughter of France.
Oh, I know. What's the matter?
Your mother has died.
Oh, my brother, I'm devastated by the news of our mother's death. You alone are left to me in Austria, which is and will always be so dear to me. Remember, we are your friends, your allies. I embrace you.
Oh.
Madame, you have fulfilled our wishes and those of France. You are the mother of a dauphin. May I present the dauphin of France?
Your Majesty, the Bastille fortress was stormed by an angry mob. In view of the hatred felt for the Duchess de Polignac, thought to be the Queen's favourite, I would recommend that she leave for the Swiss border. I also must urge all the princes and princesses of the blood to leave at once.
Yes, they must go.
I will stay.
Certainly the royal family must find somewhere more secure.
Metz is one of the strongest fortresses in Europe.
You will not be safe here.
I will see to it that my mistresses are off at once. But my place is here with my husband.
Your immediate return is requested. There's a mob of hundreds on their way in demand of flour from their sovereign.
It would be more secure to come to Rambouillet twice the distance from Paris.
I will not be a fugitive king.
It is too dangerous here.
At least send the queen and children.
My place is at the king's side.
The first of them have arrived in town.
We will stay here.
Save the Queen, madam. They're coming to kill her.
Celine, don't be frightened. Let's get the children.
I'm saying goodbye.